Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, in today's daily dose of Quran, we study ayah number 54 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever a believer comes to you, those who have brought iman in our verses, in our signs, when they come to you, when they visit you, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Greet them. The first thing you do is greet them by saying سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. From this ayah we learn the importance of this greeting of Islam. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives a message for every one of us. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. It's such an amazing expression. I wish you could understand it in the Arabic language. Allah says, كَتَبَ. Allah has ordained upon Himself. Allah has made it compulsory upon Himself to do what? Ar-Rahmah. To show Rahmah. To show mercy. You know, generally this verb kataba is used when obligating something. When making something compulsory. Like when it comes to the fast, Allah says kutiba. The same verb is used over there. Kutiba. Alaykum as-siyam. Here Allah subhanahu says kataba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there's something that He has made compulsory upon Himself. There's something that He has obligated upon Himself. And what is that? Ar-Rahmah. To show mercy. To show love. To show compassion. And to forgive. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains one form of expressing and showing this vast mercy of His. Allah says, أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those very believers who come to you, and by extension the ummah, tell them, whosoever will commit a sin, su'an. And he commits the sin bi jahala, right? Out of desire and losing control of his passions. He went into a state of jahala. He lost control of his mind for that moment. He slipped. He made a mistake. The passions and the desires got the better of him, and he committed the sin bi jahala, summa taba. He regrets. He doesn't boast of the sin that he had committed. He doesn't speak about the act of disobedience that he had perpetrated against Allah, but he makes tawbah, thumma tawbah. He makes tawbah. You know, the original meaning of tawbah, or the literal meaning of tawbah, is ar-ruju'. Ruju' means he turns around and he goes back to Allah. That's what Allah gives us in the month of Ramadan. That opportunity to turn around, to make the U-turn, and move back to Allah. Thumma tawbah. And then he makes tawbah, he repents. He turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa aslah. And he reforms his life. He changes his life. He makes a change and a transformation. He brings that into his life. If he does this, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Certainly he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be absolutely forgiving and most merciful. This is a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy reaches its pinnacle. It reaches its summit. The month of Ramadan. And that's why whenever we make dua, ask Allah through His mercy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, Allah has taught us in the Quran. Whenever you make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluk bi rahmatik. Whether you're asking for Jannah, whatever it is, always ask Allah through this one attribute and quality of His, and that is His mercy. Oh Allah, I ask you through your mercy. Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a beautiful dua that he would make at the time of iftar. He would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatik. Oh Allah, I ask you through your rahmah. Allati wasi'at kulla shay. Your rahmah, your mercy, your love and compassion that encompasses everything. I ask you an taghfirali, that you forgive me. The dua again, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatik allati wasi'at kulla shay an taghfirali. May Allah grant us the understanding.